Hi, it's Sky again. Really good to be back with you. And today I've got the topic that's probably top of the list, really, when people ask me questions. So the title of my book is Business Magic, How to Buy Companies Without Needing Any of Your Own Capital. Now, a lot of the time, people kind of naturally gonna do a head scratch. You know, it's like, really? Yeah, how do you do that? How can you possibly buy a company without needing any of your own capital? So today is an opportunity just to kind of debunk, I suppose, a bit of a myth, if that makes sense. I was chatting to someone recently who had got in touch via one of the forums. I think they'd sent us an email or gone onto the Facebook page. We do get quite a lot of traffic on Facebook, which is great. So people engaging and asking questions. And this particular chap had posted something along the lines of, if it's too good to be true. Well, it's not a case really of it's too good to be true, because there is time and effort and therefore cost that has to go into the process of acquiring a company. But really the key to it was that if you know and understand the accounts of a business, you can start to read a set of accounts as if you're reading the transactions, what's actually happening in that business. Now, that's something that when I first started running businesses, I paid little or no attention to. I never really kind of understood what the balance sheet meant, other than a theoretical figure of what the business might be worth. It didn't really mean a great deal to me. My focus, and I've seen this countless times now with looking at all sorts of companies, my focus was on the P&L. I was interested in what profit we were making and therefore what tax bill we were going to raise, for instance. You'd be amazed the number of times that business owners that we talk to, their kind of strategy that they've developed and their fixation with their accountant is about, you know, what tax bill am I going to end up with at the end of the year? How do I mitigate my tax? How do I drive down my tax bill? And I suppose it's understandable, just going off on a tangent for a second, if you're an entrepreneur like me, like you, it can be hugely frustrating when you see around you people who don't appear to have the same work ethic, who don't want to strive for their future benefit, for the benefit of their family, etc. You know, they're just quite content to either coast or take handouts from the state. So I get that people feel frustrated and feel a little bit disappointed if they're presented with a large tax bill. Of course, the flip side of that is that it means that the overall value of that business is reduced, because the less profit the business makes, the lower the multiple, the less that business is going to be worth. Now, for us as a business buyer, that's to our advantage, and not in a clever way, it's just a fact of life. It's very difficult for someone that owns and runs a lifestyle company to operate that business without it being a lifestyle. That's the point of having a company in the first place. So there are physical and real limitations to the margins that a business can make when it's owner-managed. And for us as an acquirer of the business, that's our opportunity. That's where we can add value, we can improve the business pretty much from the day that we acquire it. But the real trick, and going back to the point of the question that this chap had raised, is it too good to be true? No, it's not too good to be true. It's just a reality. So when you understand where to look on a set of accounts, you can see where the value sits in a business. And the trick is then to leverage that value in order to allow the business owner to exit the business and for you as the business buyer to come into that business and then start to improve it. So that's the key, really. If you want to know more, because this is only a short video, go on to our website, www.thebusinessbuyersclub.co.uk. After a second or two, it'll pop up with the opportunity to download my digital book, which is called Business Magic. And everything that I've just described fairly quickly as a quick run through for you is in that book. So it's completely free. You just need to pop in your details into the relevant field and then you can download the book. It's an easy read. We've had lots and lots of good feedback, thankfully. Thank you very much. Very kind for those that have on the book and the content. But that's the place where you can kind of delve into this subject and understand how it is that you can acquire a business without needing any of your own capital. So, until the next video, hope you've enjoyed this one. If you have and you haven't yet subscribed, please click the button below. Go and check out further resources, watch some more of the videos, get in touch with us, as I've said before, on the website or the Facebook page. I love to comment on and respond to questions and queries that people send in. So till next time, bye for now.